Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and she will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise'?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. In the morning, as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing on it but only leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither at once?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive, if you have faith." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Paul Mesicki from Christ Lutheran Church in Brooksville, Florida.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text this day comes to us from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11, often known as the triumphal entry, or Palm Sunday for most of us. My wife and I were privileged to vacation in Europe this summer, and we started our time in London. Perhaps my favorite site in all of London is Westminster Abbey, a church that has been standing in some form since about the 12th century. Scattered all around this beautiful church are tombs of various kings and queens of the United Kingdom. The place simply oozes history. Set off, though, in one corner of the abbey and hidden behind what seems to be a bulletproof glass wall is an old, dusty wooden chair. Or at least so I thought. Come to find out, it is in fact a really, really old wooden chair, known as the coronation chair. It turns out that just about every monarch in England's history has been crowned while sitting in that chair, starting again in about the 12th century. Jesus, as he enters Jerusalem in our reading on Palm Sunday, is rightly recognized as king. He is the son of David, as Matthew has painstakingly demonstrated for us. And as he rides into Jerusalem, he does so just as Solomon did. The triumphal entry is a coronation of sorts, a recognition that Jesus is king. The crowds lay down their garments and worship just as they did for the kings in the Old Testament as they would ascend to the throne in Jerusalem. We Americans, though, do struggle a bit with the concept of a king. As people who both live in a democratic system designed to be the exact opposite of having a king, and also as ones who seem to have our leaders' very real flaws paraded around in front of us each day, the idea of having a king doesn't sit so well with most of us. We are concerned, and perhaps legitimately so, that the absolute power a king exercises tends to corrupt absolutely. This is, though, not Jesus' way of being king, not his way of reigning. This king does not reign as the kings of England or Israel or anyone else did, being seated in power and glory on a throne or in an ancient chair. Rather, the very old tarnished pieces of wood that Jesus reigns from are those of a cross. The crown he will wear in just a few short days after our reading is not one of gold or jewelry, but instead of thorns. At the end of the week, Pontius Pilate will affirm that Jesus is the King of the Jews by having a sign placed over him as he hangs, crying out to his Father. The king comes to his city, but he does not come and reign in the ways that we expect of a king of this world. Perhaps one of my favorite hymns is that famous one we sing, Abide With Me, that we typically sing at a lot of funerals. The third verse starts this way. Come not in terrors as the King of Kings, but kind and good, with healing in thy wings. Now certainly there's some poetic imagery in there, but dear people of God, remember this. When our King entered on Palm Sunday, he chose to reign not in power and not through force, but through the cross, the very object where he would pour out his blood for the life of the world. In that blood, we find out how our Lord reigns over us, with mercy and grace, with goodness and healing. He is the kind and good King to us, people who are completely unworthy, and yet we are completely loved by him. Our King reigns in a way that the world does not understand, and yet one that allows us, his people, to rejoice in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Masicki from Christ Lutheran Church in Brooksville, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.